Well, welcome to another exciting podcast by the AuctionTips.com Task Force. My name is Scott Patton, and with me is...
Jim Kobielko.
So, today we're going to be spending the next 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes talking about sourcing, because as you know, at AuctionTips.com, we've got one of the best courses for how to make money on eBay. And of course, one of the questions that I'm constantly being asked, and I'm sure you are too, Jim, is, you know, once I've sold everything out of my garage, sold everything out of the attic, sold everything out of the basement, I've got nothing left to sell, what can I sell on eBay? And I'm sure that you've got more than one answer for the people that have that question. So,
yes, I do, Scott. You know, if you're out of all that product out of the garage, if you're, you know, raided every room in the house and got rid of all the clutter, what are you going to do now? How are you going to make money on eBay? Well, in our last podcast, we talked about Chairpeak, and we talked about the first thing you need to do is find out what you're interested and passionate about. So say you're interested in, what are you interested in, Scott?
Well, I'm interested in hiking. I'm interested in comics. Okay. I love science fiction.
Okay, so you...
I love to ski.
You're interested in skiing, hiking, comics, etc. So what you would do is go to Chairpeak and maybe type in... you know, some products related to hiking. Maybe hiking poles or trekking poles or things like that. And what Chairpeak will tell you is it's a viable area or if it's not a viable area to sell on eBay. So if it is a viable area, the question is, how do I source these hiking poles or trekking poles?
So what you're saying right off the top is that I shouldn't just go and decide I want to, you know, I want to sell maybe ski equipment without first doing a little bit of research. Because why is that?
Exactly, Scott. Like a lot of people out there, they fork in a lot of money selling specific types of product, and guess what? It doesn't sell. So you want to invest your money wisely, and to do that, you need to do the research first to be able to find out if it's going to sell on eBay.
That's why
I always recommend, no matter who you are, no matter what product you're selling, even if you have a pallet of it in your house, to check out the Chairpeak, check out the research, find out what the price is to be sold, find out what the success rate is, and do the research before you even begin. But if you're just thinking about having a product to sell, hiking poles, trekking poles, things like that, you know what, you don't know if it's going to work or not. I would recommend going into Chairpeak first, just to see if it would.
And really, we're just talking about a few hours, and most people, when they're starting a business, because really, selling on eBay is a business, they spend months, if not years, getting their business plans together and everything else, right?
Well, yeah, it takes a long time for people to get their businesses together. Not only that, but they need to find out if it's going to work through years of testing. Most people I know just go blindly and you know, sell product. They don't even know it's going to work. And then they come 6 months later and say, hey, you know what, this is not working for me. Let's try something else. Wouldn't it be a lot easier, Scott, to do the research ahead of time?
Absolutely. So,
right?
Yeah. It's kind of like if you're in a race and you do the research and you find out that the fastest guy on the planet is going to be in one race and not in another, if you wanted to win it, you'd make sure you were in the other race, right?
Exactly. So in a sense, it's kind of like that. You want to find out, you know, out of the areas that you're interested in, out of the products that you're interested or related to, which product's going to be a hit for you? Which product are you going to be able to sell on eBay? And by you being interested and credible in the area, it's going to give you the edge of the competition, because then you'll have a lot of knowledge about trekking poles or hiking poles or things like that. You'll be able to talk and experience them and say, hey, you know what, I actually used this model when I hiked up the Chief last week,
right,
and it works well. So you have invested interest because you're credible and interested in it. As for, you know, you've never hiked in your life and you can't relate to that market and you're selling hiking poles, I don't know. It sounds like you'll probably be more successful if you can relate to your reader, so to speak.
Right. So you think it's very, very important then to become an expert in your product area as opposed to just somebody who's hawking goods.
Yeah, you should definitely be, before you even begin, you should definitely write down what areas that you're interested in, what areas you're credible in, and write down some products related to those areas. Because, you know, you could sell laptops, but if you don't know anything about the laptops, what a a Pentium 3 or a Pentium 4 is, what the difference is, it's going to be a little bit difficult for you to write up a successful listing, because when people read that, they'll be like, huh, I don't want to buy from this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right. Sometimes there's special jargon, too, that only hikers know, or only people that are computer techies know, and it sets you apart from the people that don't know.
Exactly. And it comes down to, you can sell a product for $5, but you can sell the same product for, you know, $25 or $100, just if you use the right lingo and
right.
phrase it a different way. So you're at this stage, you want to find out if it's going to work, you got to do the research to see if hiking poles is viable. Well, the question you might have, Scott, is how do I find a source for those hiking poles?
Yeah, that was going to be my next question is, okay, so this thing works, it's great. What am I going to do now to get the actual product? And what if I don't even want to, you know, have a garage full of hiking poles?
Well, there's a couple questions you asked there. Like, you know, say even if you did source product and you got a lot of hiking poles, you know, most people I know just don't have the space. Or they don't want to trip over hiking poles in their kitchen or in their entranceway.
Right.
What people usually do, and there's all these different ways to source product, one of them being drop shipping. I'm sure you've heard of drop shipping, right, Scott?
Yeah.
And that's one of the ways that people do source product on eBay.
So, Jim, just for those of us who don't know what drop shipping is, can you just give me a quick, you know, 30-second definition of a drop shipping?
Sure, definitely.
Business?
Basically, say there's a company that has a bunch of stock of hiking poles. You get an order for it, or say you're selling those hiking poles on eBay without having to stock it in your room. Say someone buys it, what you would do is email or call the company that stores it all and say, hey, I would like you to ship it to John Weber in Florida. And what they do is actually ship it for you. So they drop ship it for you. You don't even actually have to have the stock in your house.
Wow, that sounds like a great way to do it.
You pay them a commission, obviously. They basically, you pay for their product. Say the product is $100, you pay $60 for it. Whatever's left over, you get to keep yourself.
Right.
So you might make $40 out of the deal.
Is there a downside to using a drop shipper?
Yeah, definitely there is. It sounds like the golden egg of sourcing product on eBay, but it has a lot of cons in relationship to that. One of the cons is they're basically shipping the product to your customer. What happens if, for example, the product gets damaged? Or what happens if they don't have those hiking poles? The customer bought it a month ago and emails you and say, hey, Scott, I ordered this a month ago. Where is it?
Right.
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
How does that work, right? You're gonna then say, oh, sorry about that. Let me just email my source, and you talk to the drop shipper and say, hey, where's that, you know, 4568 trekking pole that I sent to John Weber in Florida 1 month ago? And they're like, oh, sorry, we're out of stock. John Weber, you're familiar with feedback on eBay?
Yeah.
Basically what feedback is, you know, people, it's your seller's credibility.
Yeah.
And the more positive feedback you have, the better it is that buyers deem you to be credible in that area. So if John Weber doesn't receive the product a month from now, what's he going to do?
Give me negative feedback, probably.
And what's that going to happen? Does that have an influence with all your other future customers?
Sure, people see that and they don't want to deal with me.
Exactly. So now you have a 97% feedback or a 96% feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really in control of the customer service or the fulfillment of the product with drop shipping. So there's definitely some cons towards that.
Right. Wow. So what are other ways that I can get product?
Well, you've probably already thought about one is, you know, maybe buying a pallet of these trekking poles and getting it shipped to maybe your garage, or
right. You
can always rent a facility to store it. You know, that's inexpensive, $25 a month, and you have a nice little spot that you can store product. A lot of people do that because then you're in charge of the shipping, you're in charge of fulfillment, and if you don't have any stock left, you're not going to put any listings up on eBay, are you?
Right.
So definitely that's a huge way to source product.
So I would have to go and find out who manufactured them and deal directly with the manufacturer?
Basically, you can go to a place that's Worldwide Brands, and they have a wholesale directory and also a drop shipping directory that you can go through. You can also look in the yellow pages and find out, like you said, manufacturers or large companies that produce this type of product and maybe build a joint venture or relationship with them. So it's just a matter of finding the right people. But, you know, nowadays it's really easy to. You know, 20 years ago it would be difficult to build a relationship with a huge manufacturer. But now they're all kind of familiar with the way things work with eBay, with dropshipping, with wholesale.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot easier nowadays to strike a relationship. A lot of people are kind of hesitant and saying, well, I don't know, Jim, what do I really say to the person? Or, you know, how do I get a good deal on the product?
Yeah.
Right? But basically, you know, first thing you should do is email the person or even call the person and just say, this is what I'm doing. I plan on selling this much per month, this much per year. And I've done a lot of research in this area. I'm not just going in the screen, right?
Yeah.
And it says that you retail it for this price. If I bought 100 of these products or 100 items of this hiking of these hiking poles, would I get a deal or would I get an incentive off of those?
Mm.
And if they tell you, okay, we'll sell it to you instead of $75, we'll sell it to you for $60. You can say, well, I don't really see the profit margin there for me to do that.
Right.
So, you know, there's some negotiation on your end because they're looking at a $10,000 deal or a $5,000 deal and a pretty good commission check for themselves. They want your business.
Right.
So you have a little power and you can say, okay, well, how about I negotiate $45 instead of $75 for 150 items? And, you know, the salesperson will probably say, okay, well, let me just check it over with my manager or something like that and get back to you.
Right.
So at least there you have some leeway. And you do have power being a buyer.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's definitely lots of ways to source product. First of all, I would begin into, you know, some online directories, wholesale directories. I would look in the yellow pages. I would do searches on Google for it, and I would source it that way. You can even source wholesale products on eBay.
Oh, interesting.
So you can buy lots of product on eBay. And what I mean by lots, it's actually lots, L-O-T-S. You would type in hiking poles, lots.
Oh, okay.
And you might come up with, hey, I'm selling, you know, 25 of these awesome trekking poles for $190.
Right.
And you can buy them and get them shipped directly to you as well.
Wow. Well, Jim, this has all been fascinating, and we're just about out of time, and I think we could probably go talking about sourcing product for quite a bit longer.
Definitely.
So why don't we say this is part one, and we'll come back in a week and do part two, because I got a whole bunch of questions about other places I'm wondering if we can go to get product, and I want to get your opinions on them. So how does that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Great. Well, this is Scott Patton and Jim Kobielko from the Internet Marketing Center and auctiontips.com saying keep bidding and keep selling on eBay.